international obligation to sanction the perpetrators of serious human rights violations, and they must avoid taking any action which stands in the way of the principle of proportionality and which distorts the punitive nature of a sanction. In this respect, the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights recently stated in respect of these cases that the application of measures which take away meaning or efficacy to the sentences for these kinds of crimes can lead to impunity for acts which states have an obligation to prevent, eradicate and sanction. This is why we wish to express our very serious concern that sentences for deprivation of liberty which are served at home under home arrest should not be used as a tool for impunity. This takes away from truth and justice in Latin America and the Caribbean. Following on from my colleague, I wish to tell you that there's been much attention on the situation in Mexico, and our federation wishes to continue to express its serious concern in relation to this country. We see a situation where associations, local family associations, believe that the situation is generalized, and we see very little sanctions and scarce search for missing persons. We believe that the whereabouts of all disappeared detainees should be investigated, and there should be sanctions for the perpetrators. We also wish to alert the committee to the difficulties with the peace process in Colombia and the negative effects that this has had on human rights defenders who are constantly threatened. As we stated during our presentation to the 14th CED session, in the context of forced disappearances such as we see in Colombia, there are very many probabilities that we will see large numbers of enforced disappearances. We believe that the state of Colombia should strengthen its protection mechanisms for family members and human rights defenders. We welcome the recent approval of the law establishing a gene bank in Peru, which will allow for thousands of disappeared persons to be identified, and it'll pave the way towards truth and comprehensive reparation for family members. With respect to Honduras, we once again believe that the state must recognize the competency of the Committee on Enforced Disappearances, and it must also undertake its obligations to investigate events, to sanction perpetrators, and provide comprehensive reparation for enforced disappearances. It should take symbolic measures as well as legal, economic, and political measures to guarantee the combat against impunity and measures of non-repetition. Madam Chair and distinguished members of the committee, for all of the above reasons, we respectfully recommend that you make these comments to the state's parties to make sure that everyone in Latin America and the Caribbean is protected from enforced disappearances. Thank you.
Thank you very much to both representatives of FEDEFAM for this statement and also for the recommendations they have put forward for our committee. I would like now to invite